The Secret of God from the Night Watches by John Macduff. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Psalm 25, verse 14. Believer, your God has some mighty secret to confide to you. What is this which a mystery to the world is to be conveyed in whispers into the ears of his people? He will show them his covenant. Listen this night to this blessed secret. You have pondered it often before, but its wonders never diminish by repetition. The author of it is God, the Eternal Father. He framed its articles before the foundation of the world. It's wrong to represent the atonement as the cause of God's love. God's love was rather the originating cause of the atonement. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. How runs the covenant charter? Everything belongs to you, the whole world, and life and death, the present and the future. Everything belongs to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. The initiative, the first overture of covenant mercy, was with him. It was the insulted sovereign who first dreamt of mercy towards the rebels. It was the injured father first thought of his ungrateful children. Wondrous secret, that from all eternity, the heart of God was all love to us. Think of the surety of the covenant. It was the adorable Son of the Father. He voluntarily accepted the covenant stipulations. Lo, I come to delight to do your will, O my God. He ceased not, until all the terms being fulfilled, he could claim his stipulated reward. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. And still he lives and reigns and intercedes under the blessed title of Mediator of the Everlasting Covenant. Think of the almighty dispenser of blessings of the covenant. It is the spirit of all grace, the third person in the ever-blessed co-equal Trinity. Think of the heirs of the covenant. They are all who by simple faith are willing to appropriate its inestimable blessings. Think of the security of the covenant. There is much uncertainty in all earthly agreements, but all is certainty in the covenant. I will be your God, and you shall be my people. This unfailing covenant has the rock of Christ's deity to rest upon, and a triune God pledge to make good all its provision. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my mouth. Think of the perpetuity of the covenant. I will betroth you unto me forever. And think of the rich inheritance of the covenant. Oh, here is the mighty secret of unfathomable love. If we are his children, then heirs, heirs of God, heirs of God. Our inheritance is all within the scope of omnipotence to bestow. He puts his hand to a blank check, that his people may write under it whatever they please, which is for their good. My soul, are you an heir of God? Can you look upwards to the throne of that great I Am and say, this God is my God? Happier words or more glorious assurance cannot thrill on an archangel's tongue. With such a portion as this, surely I need no other. Let that amazing secret form the last thought of this day. And as the Almighty is even now whispering it in my ears, I may close my eyes repeating, I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me live in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8.